listening to KDLG's Bristol Bay and Beyond. Let's talk about sewage for a moment. The Wood River is coming quickly for the Dillingham Sewage Lagoon. Just how quickly, I got to see for myself on Thursday after I asked City Manager Rose Louetta for a tour to look at other more routine upgrades at the facility off Tower Road. Louetta explained what some of those are, many of which have been at the top of the city's capital projects wish list for years.
The aeration system in the lagoon needs to be repaired in one of the cells. The second cell has never aerated, period, that we know of. All the valves that controls the water in and out of the lagoon are underground, rusted, need to be changed. We also have the sewage line from the Housing Authority development there that's completely plugged. We've been trying to unplug it.
Louetta says also there are pumps that need to be changed out at the treatment plant and that all the lift stations around town need upgrades too. Okay, much of that probably sounds like Greek to most of us, but suffice to say those are relatively expected maintenance issues with a 28-year-old sewage plant. That doesn't mean, however, that they're cheap.
We're looking at like about $2 million. We have a $2 million municipal matching grant, and we also have a $600,000 ANTHC grant that will help us.
Most of these issues have been on the city's radar for close to a decade, and Louetta has been keeping the city council apprised of the progress and the price tag. But at the past few council meetings, with an almost grave tone, she has expressed that a more urgent problem is developing. The riverbank nearest to the lagoons is eroding, suddenly very quickly. Public Works Director Francisco Garcia has been keeping a close eye on that, and as we walked towards it Thursday, he told me the Wood River is making clear and rapid progress towards the sewage lagoons.
And especially around September, October, when we get those storms come in, that's where we lose a lot of the property. It goes out into the bay, into the wood.
Let's go take a look.
Sure.
How many yards do you think it is?
We're probably right now, we're about 250, 270 feet away from their sewer lagoons.
That's it?
Yes, that's it. Yards, last year, we're about 350 feet.
That's feet or yards?
Feet.
Do you count yourself concerned about this at the moment?
Yes, I'm very concerned about this because erosion takes, it's real fast, you know, and I'd like to address this issue now instead of later so we don't have a oops moment, you know.
Yeah. An oops moment would be that the river reaches the lagoons and untreated waste leaches into Nooshagak Bay. That will be bad news.
Oh gosh, DEC, EPA, everybody comes down on us and it's a huge, huge, huge ordeal with all the sewage being pumped out instead of letting it settle throughout two lagoons. Yeah.
Before you file that away in the it'll never happen or we've got years to worry about that categories, the city says it just lost 200 to 300 feet of riverbank over the past 2 years. So now there's just about a football field-sized bulwark left between the Wood River and the sewage lagoon. And about half of that is made up of the loose soil that was dug out to make the lagoons, which Garcia doesn't have much confidence in.
And from here on down, that was the actual beach. This is all the mud that we're walking on now. And you can really see it when we came in here and cleared off all the brush from here. You can really see the mud. And then the beach. I mean, it'll eat this away. Once it gets to this soil here, this is just going to slough off easy.
Moving the lagoons back away from the river would be the most expensive and probably least feasible option. Garcia sees just two other choices.
Either putting a seawall against above the sewer lagoon and below it to protect the erosion, or put riprap and throw out some fingers out there to be able to catch some of the sand to build back up the beach.
Either one of those will cost millions. A seawall, likely tens of millions, and they're not necessarily a permanent fix. There is an existing seawall just around the corner from the lagoon at the bluffs at the end of C Street, but erosion is damaging both sides of that wall right now, which Louetta says is taking costly maintenance to upkeep.
It's like putting a Band-Aid on it, the erosion in front of the seawall. When those sheet piling were put in, they were put down 14 feet into the soil. In some areas, they're now at 3 feet. And so the Corps of Engineers comes through every year and measures them. And they identified about four or five areas that they were about 3 feet and recommended that we take out the soil behind the seawall to eliminate some of the pressure on the wall, and then we put some riprap in front of it, hoping that'll help it.
There are many theories about why Dillingham's riverbanks are eroding so quickly, but there is not much forward thinking about what can be done about it. Erosion's effects are noticeable from the hospital's crumbling perch down Kanakanak Road and now all the way around the corner of the Wood River. Louetta says erosion is clearly the most important problem the city faces.
Yes, question in my mind. I think we've always known that this erosion was a problem. We put the seawall in. That was needed, otherwise the whole bluff there and houses there would have been over. As this river changes, and it changes all the time, erosion, if we don't secure this area, is always going to be a problem.
The city has ordered a survey of the erosion along the Wood River banks near the lagoon. So far, no estimates have been offered for what it will cost to fix the problem. This is Bristol Bay and Beyond, back in a moment.